Hey everyone, this is Zane Raza. Well, thank you for tuning in again to the Upstarts Podcast. Today I have a very special episode to share with you. This is all going to be about voice. Now, if you've been listening for long enough, you know I'm a huge fan of voice, but I got someone here who is doing something that could be unprecedented, a stage for this industry and building the what I've heard of as being the very first voice first social networking app. His name is Will Nigri. He's from Brazil. He flies in and out of San Francisco. He's a software engineer. He is the co-founder and CEO of Oddlist, the social networking app, which you'll get to hear in today. This is not a sponsored episode. I just really wanted to hear out Will's story, what his experiences with technology and interpersonal relationships. And I hope you enjoy this episode very much because we get into some very big themes. And we share a lot of first a sneak peek at all the features Oddlist is going to be bringing out soon. So with that, here we jump into the conversation with Will Nigri.
So where we are right now, we are basically launched. We're sending our first invitations to join the network. We're starting like small and building the product as we go. As you know, we are a startup, so we don't have a lot of resources. So we are basically a two-person team right now. Myself and my co-founder Rafael. Rafael is building the tech, and yeah, it's basically where we are right now. My background, I was a lawyer. And then I started investing in companies and I founded with a friend, a firm to only invest in startups called Front Seat Capital. But I always wanted to actually start my own business and start my own company. So when I saw something that I really liked to do, and I jumped into the opportunity to go to operation side instead of only investing.
I see. So what was that thing that excited you most about making a social media app? You know, I think a lot of people would like ask like why we need another like Facebook or another Instagram, YouTube when there's so much of it already, and it quite frankly it wastes a lot of time for most people.
Yeah, for sure. What I understand is that usually people waste a lot of time actually interacting with things that they are not like even looking at. They are just like scrolling down to a feed and doing nothing. I believe that a voice, an audio social network, you have to actually be there and actually interact to actually use it. You can't just scroll down and keep like passing your time without doing anything. You have to actually stop and listen to your friends or a podcast or something like that. And you can interact in a way that is much easier for people because speaking, especially for people that are not from your country or that don't know how to express very well in the written form, is very hard. And using your voice is the most natural way to actually communicate, and we are losing a lot on that front because people are only using photos and emojis and stuff like that. And I think people should go back a little bit and think about how can I express myself talking and sharing my feelings, because sharing your feelings while talking is actually a good thing rather than a bad thing. That only posting like good pictures of yourself and stuff like that.
That makes a lot of sense to me, actually. That's part of the reasons why I even started this podcast. So I think you and I like probably agree on the fact that audio content is just a really nice way to deep dive and to get into ideas and really, yeah, like you said, emotions that get to how people are really feeling about life at the time.
Yeah.
Can you tell me more about like how that kind of, because it sounds like you're probably a big fan of audio content. So are you someone that listens to a lot of podcasts in your spare time, or you interact a lot with other?
So one of the things that listen to a lot of podcasts, and I also listen to a lot of people talking on YouTube. And there's no platform where you can only listen to what people are saying. A lot of content creators that do like things, they are basically filming themselves and speaking to a camera. And I just want to listen what they're saying. So most of my time, I'm basically on YouTube listening to people without even looking to the video, or I'm listening to podcasts. And I'm also a podcast myself. I have a podcast about technology here in Brazil called Bit by Bit. And yeah, so basically we talk about the news in tech in Silicon Valley, in Brazil, and around the world. And we give a brief round table about things, and we also do a lot of interviews with entrepreneurs from Brazil and some like people usually that works with Brazil, basically from China, from other places as well. So yeah, so basically podcasts are all around my time. Basically almost 24/7.
Wow, that's cool. I like how you also, that, I think that brings up an interesting point. You're actually, you're an international type person. You're here and also in Silicon Valley a lot. So you must have a lot of like long distance relationships. And how does that like affect your life?
Yeah. It's hard. And social networks actually help a lot on that, because I remember when we didn't have any type of like social networks prior to Orkut, if you remember that one, that was huge in Brazil, and I think it caught a little bit in United States. It was prior to Facebook even, and we basically didn't keep in touch with your friends that are not from your country. I used to send them like emails or something like that, and there weren't like a lot of options to talk with them. Right now, like, I'm basically a text away from any of my friends. I use a lot of Facebook to actually just message people and say how are you doing, and look at their photos, like just keep in touch and keep your network strong as well, because it's not only good for yourself, basically for your friends, but also to keep communicating with people that is important for your job and stuff like that. So yeah, I keep a lot of friends in the US. I have a lot of friends in Brazil as well, but it's hard for me because I'm basically half of my time here and half of my time there. So using a lot of social networks as well. So basically I'm trying to get everything together here.
Yeah, you sound like a lot like my parents actually, because I kind of relate to that as well. I'm from Pakistan, so my family, we're all spread all over the world. I have cousins that live in the Europe and in Africa, so yeah, I definitely agree with that. And that's pretty good advice too, keeping relationships strong, about relationships and using social.
Yeah, because relationships actually can die, right? If you don't talk a lot to a person, you won't have the same kind of relationship that you had in a while. I remember that like people from high school that I was like friends with that I never talked again, and I it feels to me that I don't even know them anymore, some of them. So yeah, so it's very important to keep in touch and keep talking, because like those bonds for me are one of the most important things in life. To have your friends together, see that people actually care about you. Yeah, for me, it's very important.
Yeah, I believe that. So what features, when it comes to your new app with Oddlist, are you most excited to share with the rest of us?
Yeah, sure. So right now what we have actually in place, I can tell you a little bit of how it works. So I'm sorry, and Oddlist right now is basically a feed where you post an audio and you can also post a photo together to go with it. But in the future you'll be able to actually post a lot of like more photos of yourself and create like some kind of a clip where you can put like an image for the first 10 seconds and another image for 5 seconds and keep talking about something and showing what it is that you are actually talking. And I think that's very interesting because right now it's not that easy to edit like a video like that and separate the audio and put together everything. You actually, it's not hard as well, but if you can actually make it very, very simple, people could create like audio clips and do something cool. Like let's say I'm launching my own music video. I can just like put together some images and create my own clip or something like that. We are also bringing some kind of voice modifiers so people can actually play together with their voice. But what we think is going to be something very cool, but maybe will take some time, is actually to use voice commands to actually engage with the app itself. So in the future, we want you to be able to use all this without even having to look at your screen and basically saying maybe to Alexa as a skill and saying, oh, I want to listen to someone on Outlist, and it will start playing their feed. So we want to create an experience where you can use anywhere without having to actually look at your screen.
I see. Yeah, that's fascinating because initially when I heard about your app, I thought it would be like a competitor to Google Home or like Amazon Alexa, and even I think I read on your product hunt listing that like even AirPods are a thing. But I like that. It seems like there's a lot of, just from my own perspective, you have a lot of potential to reach more people by working with those other platforms and getting that broad reach.
Yeah, we understand that they are complementary rather than actually a competition. We feel that YouTube is much more a competition itself than AirPods or Google Home and Alexa. We want to use those platforms as a way to be involved with itself. So we will have in the future outlets on you'll be able to use AirPods like easily, but we will have on car technologies. We want you to have it on Alexa, on Google Home, and etc.
Oh yeah, definitely, because audio, I feel like, I think it might be just a foregone conclusion, but audio is going to be everywhere in the future. Like, we're going to have microphones on the bus ride and to and from work. We could have it anywhere, essentially.
And something that I really believe that it's very hard today, especially for us that do podcasts, is how you can actually stay very connected with your listeners. And there's no way other than social media platforms. So basically today we have to use like Twitter or other social media or like Instagram and etc. to actually talk with our core users, right? Listeners. And if we have a place that is basically for audio and where they can listen to our podcast as well. So we envision people actually posting their podcast as well on the network, on Outlist. You'll be able to actually comment the episode itself. You'll be able to see what are the comments from people. You'll be able to see how engagement is working. And we are trying to bring for content creators as well, a lot more metrics than they have today. Because today, as the podcast platform don't have a lot of information about their users, you're basically like stuck without knowing how long people actually listened to their to your episode, where they stopped. We want to bring all that information to empower actually the content creators to show you. People usually stop listening to your content at minute 5, minute 10, like YouTube already does, but we want to bring it together. And another thing that is very complicated for people that don't know how to build a podcast, you basically have 3 steps, right? First is recording the podcast and editing. Second is posting to a host. And then the host that actually sends your podcast for the players. So it's like 3 separate stuff that actually happen. Mostly right now, most of the hosts actually already post your podcast to the platforms, right? But it used to be a little bit harder. Right now it's easier, but you don't have like a YouTube of podcast where you can host, play, and interact with people. And we see Outlist as a place that could possibly like a YouTube for podcasts.
So Outlist is like the YouTube. What YouTube did for video, Outlist can do for audio, essentially.
Yeah, we won't. So the hosting will be free, and you can post anything. You can post your podcast and interact with people. In the future, we expect to have a revenue share with the content creators as well, just like YouTube does. So basically, yeah, we are trying to follow that footprint on YouTube as well.
That sounds awesome. And I think I'm going to definitely have to check it out then for my podcast. So I think you kind of already got into this, but who is the real target audience for Outlist then? Is it the podcasters? Is it the regular people who are trying to connect with their family members? Or who are you?
I think right now we are targeting people that already use audio a lot. So basically podcasters and people that listen to audio, like for example audiobooks, etc. So we are trying to target people that are already familiar on how to use audios as a way. But in the future we see all this as a place where everyone can come and actually record their moments using their voice, because if you actually think about it, try to remember the voice of friend that you don't see for a long time. You probably can't remember, because our brain is actually made in a way that the voice is one of the first things that you forget about the person. And right now we only care about recording their image, but actually the image is something that you can remember in the long time, but voices don't. So in a place that you actually can record your voice and like an image of a person talking is very powerful for me as well. So I see a place where people not only come to listen to podcasts and people saying, but a place where you share things to stay for eternity and actually record your moments and remember someone that you dearly care.
Wow, that's really inspiring actually, because like the internet is very, I like what you're saying, because like the internet is very ephemeral right now. Like it's very, like we forget things easily, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, so with that, how what is the best place to for people who want to like get on your app and want to start trying it? You said you had a list for invites right now?
Yeah. So basically right now we have a sign up list. You go to outlist.com, and maybe you can share in the descriptions. And there you can actually put your email on the website, and we will start. So we're already sending some invites, but we expect to send to the whole list that I don't know when, because we're actually doing a rollout very small to actually see how people engage with the app and develop the places that people actually care about. Because as a startup, you have to be a little bit more scientific than actually only think what people want and actually see what they're using the app for, and then focusing on that So we don't want to send a lot of invites right now, but if you put your email there, you definitely will get an invite soon. And also, if you know someone that it is already in the network, they can invite anyone they want to invite to the network. So basically, the rollout is, if you know someone that sends you an invite, you are basically in. But let's see how it rolls out, and yeah.
Yeah.
Put your email there, and probably you'll get, really soon, an email with the invite.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I actually already signed up, so that's part of why I asked. I'm personally interested in this.
Yeah.
So with that, that was my last question, actually. Thank you so much for coming on today, Will. I hope you have the best of luck with your startup. And yeah, hope we can talk soon. I look forward to trying out.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was a pleasure to be on your podcast. Thank you very much for your time. And it was very nice talking to you. And I'll see you using Outlist very soon. I'll make sure to send you the invite.
All right.
Maybe next week.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Will.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Take care.
Take care.
How did it go? It went pretty well.